I had written back, "Where are you now?"
Okay, Chair, would you like to call the meeting to order?
Yes, the meeting has been noticed and notified and posted. Let's call the meeting to order. And Natalia, would you please call the roll?
First, I will need to read opening words. Welcome to our virtual meeting. We're going to cover a few basic items before beginning. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in the original email. Members, if you're able, please activate your video for purposes of quorum and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, please activate your video when you're speaking. The chair and committee staff are responsible for muting and unmuting committee members. Members can rename themselves if they wish to add pronouns. Please use the raise hand feature when you would like to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. During any roll call, all participants will be unmuted briefly. Staff, click raise hand when you're asked a question. The chair will do their best to call on committee members in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand will take you out of the queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. Staff will tell you when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. If you need to share documents with the board, please send them to the email listed on the agenda. Please do not use your video. If you turn on your video, it will be shut off. Chair, the floor is yours.
Okay, would you call the roll, please?
Okay, certainly. Sorry, one sec. Okay, Grant Frauci. Can you please say present?
I'm here.
Everybody should unmute. Everyone
Grant Frauci, present and muted. Stephen Webster.
Present.
Chandra Miller-Finan?
Here.
Present. Katie McDonald? Absent. And Bob Hemauer?
Here.
Bob Hemauer, present. Thank you.
All right, we have a quorum. We can go ahead with the meeting. I think we'll have to have a very short meeting sometimes, so the meeting is shorter than the introduction to the meeting. The motion would be in order to approve the minutes from the previous meeting. Somebody?
I'll move.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? I don't think my reference to going to the Martin Luther King thing is, since it was not a decision, I think we should just say that the item was discussed and it was raised for the committee's concern. Is that okay with you people? I dropped that.
Sure.
Okay. Any other comments on the minutes? All right, seeing none, Anne, did you going to say something? No. The motion has been made and seconded to adopt the minutes from the previous, approve the minutes from the previous meeting. All in favor, raise your hand. Motion carries. Is there any public comment today? Anne, anybody there?
We don't have any registrants.
Okay, seeing none, we'll move on. Does anyone have a conflict of interest with the agenda today that would require them to disclose or recuse themselves from the discussion? Seeing none, we shall move on to the new business. We don't have the diversity, inclusion, and piece in the agenda, I don't think, but that's okay because in Florida they got rid of it. But I think here in Wisconsin,
it's still mentioned up above.
I just like to bring this to the committee's attention on a month when we get together so that we have a top of mind the fact that our decisions affect all the people in the city of Madison and that we have to take consideration of all the different classes and conditions of people in all different situations. So any further discussion on that? And do you want to go take us into the dog park thing?
Sure. So you all recall we talked about this in January, and we had quite a lot of discussion about kind of how we got here. Basically, there was an ordinance change in 2020 in order to attempt to try to address. We did hear some concerns from folks who didn't want dogs in parks. We did mainly heard, I'd say through the majority of the public input we received, that folks were excited about the change of allowing dogs in parks on leash. But to try to address the few requests we got, we did make we did end up with some dog-free parks. We have this thing called dog-free park status. And we've done that for a couple of years now. It's never been easy. We named some 30 parks to try to, these are all neighborhood and mini parks, to try to spread geographically around the city so that a person would be no more than a mile or a mile and a half from a dog-free park. We would get complaints when one park was named dog-free. So then the following year, we named a different dog park or different park in the area to try to maintain that geographic spread. And then we get complaints from those neighbors. So this past November, we had a bunch of requests to turn dog-free parks into dog-friendly parks. And the park board asked us to study whether this was really, what if it was something we wanted to do, what would be a fair way to name them, and what would be sort of the bar in which a request for a change could come, because the way we had it set up before, a single person could request a change and then it would go to the board. So after much discussion with this group last January and a presentation from Jason, our lead ranger, I left the meeting with the idea that what we wanted to do was to get rid of dog-free status so that we would no longer have that as an option for mini and neighborhood parks. So all parks, mini and neighborhood parks, would be dogs allowed. So I wrote this memo that I shared with you all. Meanwhile, just a little bit of background information, we did ask the rangers to go out and kind of keep their eyes open for a few months and let us know if they saw dogs in parks. And they had, as Jason recorded here, they did 226 observations over the course of about a few months in March and April. And of those, 95 observations had dogs during the visits. That's only 42%. So you have a better chance of seeing a person without a dog than a person with a dog in a park. And only four times of that 42% or 1.7% of the total observations was that dog in an area that was not allowed by the ordinance. So I think generally speaking, in this very small study here, folks are behaving and following the rules in general. So this gives me a little bit more encouragement to make this change. So let's go back to, and then I did include all the kind of the data, the 200 and some observations that were made. So you kind of see which parks were. So the interesting to me, mostly it's one and two. And then finally, as we get down towards the bottom of the list here, we get up into three, fours and fives, and Black Hawk and Vilas, they saw dogs in those parks eight times. Now, I don't know how many times they visited Vilas Park. I'd say they probably visit Vilas Park more than other parks. So there might be more opportunity for them to see dogs. But Vilas and Tenney, Black Hawk are some of the higher ones. Bob.
Just a second here. Are there any questions about the ranger report that anybody wants to raise or any issues at all? Yeah, Bob.
Yeah, that's me. I was looking at this before. So Yohara Place Park and Yohara Place and then Tenney and Tenney. And then it looks like Tenney's on here three times.
That's a good question. I don't know. I'd have to ask Jason. I'm guessing that they just probably Yohara Place Park and Yohara Place are the same.
Okay.
And probably Tenney and Tenney is the same.
And Tenney and Tenney?
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on there. They're all spelled the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might be the beach. And
so. Good eye.
Yeah, I think this chart was not very user friendly, but go ahead. Other comments on the, any other comments or questions on the ranger observations? I think we would want to know, I mean, there, we could drill down on this and probably not come up with anything, but it would be nice to know whether the observations were made during times when you'd expect there to be dogs in the park.
Well, when would that be?
Well, I don't have any idea. I suppose in the morning and the afternoon.
Always. I mean,
the Rangers are out from, I believe, 11 to 11 every day. Yeah. 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. They may get out sooner in the morning, but I don't think that's the case.
I think this is fine. I'm not sure we want to cite this particular piece of data to raise more questions than it will solve problems. I'm afraid just because of, unless we do something to display it in a different fashion.
Yeah. Well, I can certainly ask him about why the repeats on the names. There's two Bowmans I see here too. I can certainly figure that out. It's certainly what Jason and I were not attempting to do as a scientific study here. We're just doing some observations.
I understand that. I just think it needs a little
when,
bit of exposure.
You know, the Rangers are out randomly, pretty much, during their day, and they are our eyes on the street.
Yeah.
They report a lot of things back to headquarters that we would otherwise not know. So I just thought it'd be helpful if they could just make a note where they saw a dog.
It's helpful. I just think we could reformat it a little bit. That's all. I'm not trying to be picky here. I want to avoid the questions that people ask about methodology. That's all.
I'm thinking now that I'm saying this, that the ranger went to Olin and he reported zero dogs. Then he went to Olin again and reported zero dogs. Went to Olin again and reported zero dogs. So I'm thinking that if we counted these lines, it'd be 226. And every line is a report out. It's not that at Olin there was, you know, 10 dogs or whatever. So what I said earlier about this stuff right here, this person, I'm not sure on this. I'm going to find this out from Jason, but they went to Tenney one time and they saw 12 dogs.
Easy.
Perhaps.
Easy.
Easy. Okay. Easy. Yeah. So
I can see two dogs in Burroughs Park from my window right now.
Unleash, I hope.
Yes.
We'll add that to the list here.
So again, I'll find out a little bit more about this and report back to you guys next time we meet. I think Steve's right. We don't want to hang our hat on this in any way. We're making this decision regarding the dog-free parks based on, you know, three years of experience with the situation we have now. Did someone else raise their hand? Brand, did you?
Is this data that important to support our decision or our recommendation?
No,
I get that Steve loves his methodology and his numbers, and I respect that. At some point, I think it helped us come up with a better recommendation that we feel supported. I don't know that it needs to continue on. I think we need to come up with what we want to recommend to the Board of Parks.
Right. So that's where the memo comes in. So I wrote this memo, and I'm perfectly happy to make edits to it or even change the recommendation. But this is what I heard from you guys last time, and I wanted to write this up, and hopefully if we can all agree on it, we can send it to BPC, and then we can take the next step. So just in general, I won't read it through to you. It recommends that we get rid of the dog-free status so that dogs on leashes and license will be allowed in any neighborhood or mini park. They will not neighborhood mini or community park. They're still not allowed in conservation parks. They're not allowed on the beaches or in the shelters or at playgrounds. All the things that are covered in the ordinance remain the same. We're not changing the ordinance. We're just saying that we no longer have dog free park status. And what would happen is this, if this committee approves this memo, then Ann Shea and I will get the notification out, and we will not go to the park board until July 12th. And the park board will have a discussion at their July 12th meeting. So between now and then, we're getting the word out that this decision is being considered, and we will get comments or no comments or email. I'm not sure what, but we're not having any public meetings, and we are not opening up a big can of discussion here. We're going to get the word out that this is being discussed. If folks want to comment to us, they can send us email at the parks general email box, which most folks know about. They can also comment on the social media pages. They could come to the public meeting with the BPW when it's on the agenda. I frankly don't think we're going to get a lot of pushback on this. We may hear from a few people who really don't want like dogs in the parks. That may happen. I don't think there's anything we could do that would make everyone 100% happy. So assuming that, so between now and July 12th, we'll be getting the information out and taking comments. July 12th, they would make their decision, assuming they adopted it. The change would go into effect on August 1st. And I've talked to Jason and he feels confident that him and his ranger crew can get the signs changed up where we need to have them changed.
Okay. Let's have it added then. Let's get comments on both the wording of the memo. I don't think we're trying to wordsmith it here, but let's see if there's anything we disagree with there, and then with the implementation process afterwards. The floor is open for discussion. Or I tell you what, let's take this a different way. Let's have a motion to approve this memo.
I move.
Is there a second to that?
I'll second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to approve this memo for distribution. The floor is open for discussion on the memo. Chandra, you look like you're poised to say something.
I was just going to say, Anne, I think this memo is really good. I think it's very helpful, and I appreciate the background on it. So I'm comfortable with the language. I have no changes to it. My question would be, and it does not relate to the memo, so maybe we set this aside, but should this committee be thinking about sort of the licensing and permitting of dogs, which happens outside of parks in the city of Madison, in respect to these changes that were made in 2019? To allow licensed and permitted dogs in parks? And I wasn't around at the time, so I just want to raise that question. Have we thought about that?
No.
I don't know exactly what you're asking, Chandra, but we don't have, it's not within our jurisdiction to even require dogs to be licensed. That's something outside of our jurisdiction. I mean, if you have a dog in the city of Madison, you need to have it licensed. Or you can.
Yeah, I think
you need to have it licensed, but we have permitting, right? So there's the license that if you have a dog in the city of Madison, it has to be licensed. If you want to have your dog in any of our now dog parks, which are leashed, or dog free parks, they have to be permitted.
Right. That is a decision that was made back in the day when this change happened. Yeah. And we could consider whether the permit part is necessary.
What is the permit? Is that a dog park?
Technically,
permit?
You are supposed to have a dog-free park permit. I'm sorry, a leash-free dog park permit.
So no, you're supposed to have a permit if you're in any park. Is my understanding?
That is correct.
The permit that you would have. The only permit we have,
right,
is a dog park permit.
Our host has a comment on this, Natalia.
Yes, Chandra is right. You're required to have a dog park permit, no matter what park you're going to with your dog, any of the parks that allow dogs. And when we issue permits, our condition.
And would you tell us, I'm going to tell you what the process is by which a person gets a permit?
Yes, they apply for it. They pay for it online or over the phone or in person. But first, they need a dog license, which is issued by the treasurer's office.
Dog park permits can also be purchased through Dane County because there's a cooperative thing, I believe, mm-hmm. which That's makes right. this a little confusing. And honestly, not to get lost in the weeds, I think having licensed dogs in parks is important. I think when you get into the permits, I'm an advocate for a little more freer park system with less permitting. I get that you need to have a permit to go to a dog park and experience the benefits of fenced in and maintenance and all of the things that go along with that. I think that my guess is that we don't write a whole lot of tickets for people that don't have dog park permits in parks. I think it's a little overkill, and I think anybody who has a licensed dog should be able to walk their dog and follow it personally, but that's an aside. I'd like to see this stuff move forward, and I think we ought to have free dog parks available to people. I think your memo is very good. I would double check a few things that I looked at a number of years ago when we started this and find out how our neighboring communities are going. And because I think what we are actually finally doing is coming in line with Monona, Middleton, Sun Prairie, and you could keep going to put in to your memo that you're presenting to the Board of Parks Commissioners that we are actually finally, after years and years, aligning with our neighbors with similar policies. I think there's value in having the same rules. So when someone comes in from Sun Prairie to Warner Park or comes to an event and they bring their dogs the way it's supposed to, that is sort of a consistency. I think to make things a little bit different is always a problem. And that's what we're doing with making this change by having dogs are allowed in all parks, as long as they're licensed and on leash and with a permit. I'll overlook the permit thing. We'll tackle that next time. But I think it will help. And I think it will also help when you have people who come in who are the non-dog people that will come, but to be able to have some legs to stand on that, look, this is not an unusual thing. It's actually the way it's been done in many places nationwide. And in my past research, it was city and national parks and that kind of stuff that had basically the policy that we're getting to now. I was a fan of dog-free parks originally, in that there are people that I think should have access to parks and feel that they can go to a park, but I'm now thinking that there are ways to find dog-free spaces and different comfort things. We can't really answer the questions for the few when there's so many.
So Grant's been our point person on this for a long time. Bob, any comments from your side on this?
not anything that hasn't already been stated. I think the putting the context in that we're bringing this in line with our neighbors makes a lot of sense. And I'm always like, anything that removes financial barriers for participation, I'm 100% in favor of. So, but I realize that's a discussion probably for a later time.
Well, you want to kill the permitting at this point in time?
I would have to double check the ordinance, unless Chandra already did. Is that language in the ordinance or is it in our park rules?
I think it is in the ordinance, but do not quote me on that, Anne. It's something to be thinking about as we coordinate these changes. I don't think we have to do it today. I do know that I've talked to Eric, and there's some reasons why permitting, licensing, and those additional fees were strategically included when you made the change in 2019.
Well, we'll take a more thoughtful approach to it then. Okay. I have a couple comments on the construction of the memo, but I can take those offline. I think it would be useful to state the policy up in front just as a item by itself, and then the historical justification for it as a supporting paragraph, so that the policy is, the wording of the policy is right there for people to vote yes or no on it. Otherwise, you kind of got to work through here to figure out what the policy statements really are. Let's take a look at the, is there any more comments then on the content of the policy, the construction of the letter, or the, do you want to see it before it goes to the Park Commission? Okay. And let's talk about the implementation process down here then. Because the motion relates to the memo here, so let's give all of our discussion about this, and then we'll vote on the motion here. Anybody want to comment on the development process here, the rollout? Bob, you're shaking your head. Do you have a comment?
No, my screen. So sorry.
Do people feel it's enough, or do they feel it's too much? How many people have no opinion about that question? Okay.
Sorry, Steve.
That's okay. And do you think that there'll be, do people want more? Is anybody concerned about the dog-free park advocates and what their strategy might be or what our reaction back to them is?
I'm comfortable with, I think park staff has gone above and beyond as far as process goes. And I also think that given the fact that the vast majority of dog owners that use the public space, our public spaces, have demonstrated themselves to be responsible, I feel like that should be enough of a response. I hope that staff would be comfortable saying that, right? You know, I think they'll be bad actors, but they'll be bad actors whether they're allowed or not, right? So,
okay, John, any comments on the process here?
Yeah.
No, Grant, any further comments from your side?
No, I think we're ready to move this along, and I think there'll be a little bit of pushback, but I don't think it's going to be, I think it's going to be a small amount of people with large voices that would be drowned out by a lot of dog barking.
Okay. All right. Well, the Chihuahuas will have their day then. Okay. If there's seeing no further discussion, the call for the vote. Those in favor of the motion to approve the memo in its substance and the rollout process, signify by raising your hand. Opposed, the same sign. Motion carries. Thank you very much for this. And this is a long and winding road that we've been on here, and but it's excellent for walking the dogs. And any further? Do you have any further action on this memo other than?
No, I do not.
Okay, good. All right. Do you want to? Well, we have our next meeting. Is that the next?
I wanted to be just kind of go over that. Next meeting is set for July 19th. Is everyone good with that?
Looks like it. Yep.
Okay, good. We'll have Chandra, we'll have the parks. What's that called?
The TPL is due in the, is that what you're assuming? Okay, so I have it as we should get the results on May 24th.
Yeah, we'll get the end of this month. That's right. So next week. And then Chandra and I will have a little presentation about how we did this year with the Trust for Public Lands ranking against 100 of our, I don't know if we call them peers, but the other 99 biggest cities in the nation. And then I probably will have some information about the POSP stuff, process things, what we're trying, how we're going to try to get this done. So.
Okay.
And one real quick question about that is, I know that last year we talked about trying to integrate some of the non-park data into TPL. And I'm curious as to whether or not we were able to do that.
I tried. The biggest one there that you're
senior thinking, centers?
Senior center. And I did include I think there's three other senior centers that are not housed in parks. And I did include that. And I'll be anxious to see if that made a change there or if it was accepted or what happened there. We tried.
Okay. I'll talk to you next week then.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right.
All right. Is there anything else that you would like to accomplish this afternoon, Anne?
Nope.
Okay. Well, then how about Grant? Anything that you'd like to accomplish more than you already have with this committee?
I'm good.
Chandra? Bob? Natalia?
No, I'm super happy. Thank you.
Susan, anything you'd like to get done here? No, Susan says no. Okay, well then, seeing none, how about a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
All right. It's been moved and seconded and thirded to adjourn. All of that needs no vote. We're just done. Grant, how was Cairo?
Egypt was excellent.